Now may I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. It's good to be here. It was very good to be here on Thursday night for my induction, and here I stand to give my first sermon. At least it's not being recorded or anything. I said then that St. Thomas is my favourite disciple, my favourite apostle, and I suppose I'd better justify that. The reading we've just had in John's Gospel is very well known as Thomas Wants Proof. And there's another reading in which Thomas features, also from St. John's Gospel, which we hear very often at funerals, where Jesus is telling them that they will be going to heaven and they know the way. And Thomas says, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? There is another reading with St. Thomas from St. John's Gospel, to which I'll refer in a bit, but you might start to wonder why Jesus would choose someone like St. Thomas. The awkward squad. I think Jesus knew that Thomas would keep him on his toes, and Jesus was game for that. He wanted someone who wouldn't just accept everything that was said, but would challenge him. And I think we should be very glad of that, because we're not meek sheep. We hear things and we wonder, is that really right? The incident we've just heard read, where Jesus had appeared to the other disciples and Thomas wasn't there, is the start of Thomas's career as an evangelist. Not the kind of evangelist who writes a gospel, although there is an apocryphal gospel of Thomas, I shouldn't bother with that. The kind of evangelist who goes out with good news. I have seen the Lord. I have seen the marks in his hands. Very noticeable to me that though he said, unless I put my finger in the wounds, which is all very nasty and gory, actually he doesn't. When he sees Jesus, he doesn't need to. Tradition, and I'll go with tradition, has it that St. Thomas went out to India with the gospel, getting as far as Kerala. Tradition also has it that St. Thomas died from an accident, a hunting accident. He wasn't seen, but took an arrow. And that might seem pointless and wasteful. And yet I think in those days, to die in a hunting accident was a lot less painful than many ways you could go. But what he did achieve was to establish a Christian community in India which still has its descendants nearly 2,000 years later. Thomas was a scrupulous believer, but having seen the Lord, he went out fired up. But he gives us space to question. We can ask God, is this really the case? What's going on here? And there's much in this life that causes us to question. But rather than walk away from our faith, we can keep those questions with God in our prayers, in our thoughts, and God is able to handle them. And so, like Thomas, as the evidence presents itself, which is not always rational and logical, because God knows our hearts, we can go on to be joyful and firm in our faith, and to live it and to share it. So Thomas, known unfortunately as Doubting Thomas, can be a great example to us as one who was honest with his doubts and yet grew into a great ambassador for our risen Lord. Amen.